Good morning. This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. In the headlines, the Barbados Association of Retired Persons condemns the sexual assault of an elderly woman in a rural community. Barbados' seventh road fatality victim has been identified. The Secondary Teachers Union voices concern over an increase in student-on-teacher violence. The Health Minister sees innovation and reflection as critical to building a resilient healthcare system. Caribbean health authorities on alert for the new COVID-19 variant. With the details, I am Graeme Vaughan. The Barbados Association of Retired Persons, BARP, has condemned the recent sexual assault of an elderly woman in a rural community. The incident, which was highlighted in yesterday's Sunday Sun, has left the 76-year-old victim traumatized. The woman told of being raped three times when a gunman held her captive. She explained that the incident took place while her grandson was tied up just feet away. BARP President Marlon Rice Bowen described the act as horrific and disturbing, noting that such incidents violate the security of seniors.
The brutal attack on a senior, the third in as many weeks, represents not only a grievous crime against an individual, but an assault on the safety and dignity that every elderly person in Barbados deserves. The vulnerability of our senior citizens, whether walking the streets, driving their own vehicles, or at their place of residence, particularly living at or managing properties, has been starkly highlighted by this incident.
She called on the authorities to do more to protect the elderly.
BARP would want to use this opportunity to call on government to address the broader issues of personal security for seniors, including improved lighting in isolated areas, community watch group programs, and accessible emergency communication systems. We want to encourage the public to heed the survivor's warning and take appropriate safety precautions. Immediately, BARP will continue to vigorously lobby government for a definition of elder abuse, push for enhanced penalties for crimes against seniors, and we will also launch an awareness program about crimes targeting the seniors.
President of the Barbados Association of Retired Persons, Marlon Rice Bowen. Barbados's seventh road fatality victim has been identified. Kevon Ford, who celebrated his 25th birthday last week, died yesterday in a collision between a transport board bus and the vehicle he was driving. The Lot 2 content caught St. Philip resident who was driving the vehicle around 11:07 a.m. along Pollard's Land, St. Philip, succumbed to his injuries at the scene. Police reported that the two vehicles were traveling in opposite directions when the collision occurred. The bus driver and a passenger on the bus complained of minor injuries and opted to seek private medical attention. The Barbados Secondary Teachers Union is voicing concerns over the level of violence in schools, highlighting an increase in student-teacher incidents this school year. This followed a meeting held last week with teachers and staff at the Princess Margaret Secondary School to address concerns of student-on-teacher violence there. BSTU President Marianne Redman says the situation has reached a critical point across the secondary school system, and teachers are being severely impacted.
Teachers are threatened to be shot, to be pelted, to be hit with various objects, etc., besides actually being struck. Recently, we have had to deal with an issue at one of our secondary schools with an assault of a teacher by a parent. So far this term, this school year, we have had to deal with student-on-teacher violence at Corrigan Parry, at Frederick Smith Secondary, at Princess Margaret, at Foundation School, where there was the teacher being assaulted by the parent.
President of the Barbados Secondary Teachers Union, Marianne Redmond, said as well that teachers are scared and calls for a comprehensive plan to tackle the issue.
More and more teachers express fear and feel a sense of threat on a daily basis. This, in reality, is resulting in higher than normal rates of absenteeism among teachers in some schools, as the teachers are either dealing with stress-related conditions brought on by their working conditions, or some are actually recovering from physical attacks from students. Teachers are fed up, some are leaving the system, and many others are threatening to do the same. The ministry has been quick to respond to reports that we've made from the BSTU to them in these circumstances, but there has to be a comprehensive plan to deal assertively, consistently, and effectively at the levels of the school, the police, and the ministry with all acts of school violence.
President of the Barbados Secondary Teachers Union, Marianne Redmond. Minister of Health and Wellness, Senator Jerome Walcott, says building a resilient health system means embracing innovation and learning from the past. He was speaking at the recent launch of Future Health, a project co-funded by IDB Lab and Future Barbados that aims to create a smart citizen-first health ecosystem. Senator Walcott says the COVID-19 pandemic revealed the need for faster, more connected systems and the importance of self-reliance.
The challenging period of the COVID-19 pandemic starkly illuminated the need for a more integrated and agile healthcare system. It demonstrated the power of stronger connections across healthcare and other sectors and highlighted the vital importance of self-reliance in times of crisis, particularly concerning access to essential medicines. The lessons learned during that time have been a powerful catalyst, driving our commitment to fostering innovation, knowledge exchange, and technology transfer, supported by necessary policy reforms and deepened collaboration with regional and global partners.
Minister of Health and Wellness, Senator Jerome Walcott. The Kuiman All-Stars Calypso Tent reporting a smooth start to this year's crop over season. Manager of the tent, Eleanor Rice, says things have also started well for them as festivities for 2025 get underway. The tent opened June 1st and continued last night at the St. Gabriel's School with a special appearance by Tony Poser Grisette.
The show had a wonderful opening with the Corotampari band, and then all of the Calypsonians were presented. We had our prayer and everything for the evening. Went really smooth. The show was action-packed. The crowd was comfortable. Yes, we had a good crowd. The audience was a good audience, and they did just that. Everybody that was there was really, really pleased. At the end of the day, when a person leaves the show, they are to feel happy, comfortable, and fulfilled.
Manager of the Kuiman All-Stars Calypso Tent, Eleanor Rice. Presiding Bishop of the Pentecostal Assemblies, Selwyn Braffitt, has made a call for persons not to hold on to denominations, but instead focus on embracing unity in Christ. He was speaking yesterday at the Empowered Network of Churches, ENOCH, Joint Pentecost Rally 2025, held under the theme, The Gathering, One People, One Passion, One Purpose. Bishop Braffitt didn't hold back, declaring that the church must break down the walls of denomination and rise as one body.
We have profound respect for denominational distinctives, for these were the vehicles by which many of us arrived at our salvation experience. However, it is the isms and schisms of denominationalism that created suspicion, supremacy, and superiority over brothers and sisters that has become socially costly to dismantle, keeping us at a spiritual distance.
Presiding Bishop of the Pentecostal Assemblies of the West Indies, Selwyn Braffitt. And Caribbean authorities are on high alert for the new COVID-19 variant following its detection in one of the region's highest source markets, the United States. The NB181 variant has been spreading through 22 countries, including the US, the UK, and Australia. as a number of deportees returned to Jamaica following hardline immigration policies by the Donald Trump administration. Health Minister Dr. Christopher Tufton says routine monitoring of the country's ports of entry remains robust. And finally, the U.S. Department of the Treasury's Office of Foreign Assets Control has recognized Guyana as a key partner in the fight against international narcotics trafficking, but warned that corruption within the country remains a serious obstacle to ongoing efforts. It was announced last week that a senior officer of the Guyana Police Force landed on OFAC's sanctions list, along with three other Guyanese and two Colombians, for allegedly trafficking drugs from South America to the United States, Europe, and other destinations through Guyana. Recapping the headlines. The Barbados Association of Retired Persons condemns the sexual assault of an elderly woman in a rural community. Barbados' seventh road fatality victim has been identified. The Secondary Teachers Union voices concern over an increase in student-on-teacher violence. The health minister sees innovation and reflection as critical to building a resilient healthcare system. And Caribbean health authorities on alert for the new COVID-19 variant. And that was the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. I am Graeme Vaughan. Good morning. Don't miss the latest with the Starcom Network News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. And like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now.